adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
Hey, welcome back to Pathfinding Adventures module.
Don't say that. Don't
Rain of, Rain of Winter, D&D, Wish Game Systems, Super Bowl.
Or Julius.
We're still getting sued. But we're going to have listeners.
I'm still worried about the last episode where we mentioned Al Qaeda.
Oh, yeah, I listened to that.
Did you edit?
No.
Oh, you're so dead. I definitely talked about Muhammad's dick.
As long as you don't look, as long as you didn't describe it, we're all right.
That's true.
No, I mean, but as long as the listener knows that while we're playing, I'm constantly drawing pictures of Muhammad. That's all I'm doing.
That's what all my minis look like.
Yeah. Oh, do you have a capful of mini? You probably don't, do you?
No.
I didn't think so. I'm fine using this one, but.
Okay.
Okay, so
actually,
we're
still playing
until
we're around 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock we start. So I have time to target.
That's true. Come on down, join the game.
And by target, we mean we play at the Rock Island Arsenal,
which is already on your list anyway.
We're giving away where we're at. This last
two birds, one stone.
Somebody cares enough; they can figure it out.
I'm sure both of them would be are quite happy.
Alright, so last time, Heimlich died. We're also down a gun. That's
too
really
soon.
The most important part.
Good.
No, that part's too soon.
Too soon.
Yeah.
It was almost awesome.
It kind of was awesome. I mean, it did do what it was designed to do. Kind
well,
of.
She blew our fun.
I mean, she's got 3 kills now.
That's true.
Well, you need to have like more than one gun if you're a gunslinger.
What
yeah.
could Jaime do?
Well,
she blew
she had a lot of faith in her.
No, I was going to say blew him into two. How does shoes works? So
he kind of had
the party,
but not really.
Very briefly expressed their mourning and sadness. And I would say that Giro was just like, "Can we go now?
Just toss him in the river.
Yeah, just keep going." They continue on and came across a lodge. And funnily enough, Wilhelm, now following the tracks, I should say, Wilhelm just sort of kept going. The rest of the party stopped, get a bearing on the surroundings, and
Wilhelm's like, "I'm rich, bitch."
Some of the occupants came out and were like, "Hey, people! Let's get them."
Not only
and,
that, they rang an alarm. So
yeah, they called an alarm. They sent one of their guys back in to go get the boss. And as you guys were getting your bearings right after combat, you noticed that
one guy hit me, and the other one's like, "Hey, we can ransom." Yeah. Like, "Yes, my parents are rich."
I almost named my character Wilhelm because I thought it'd be funny. There's two of us.
I'm Wilhelm, and you're Wilhelm. you guys would have seen, three bandits had come rushing back out, and you notice that the one from earlier that went back in, and is like limping out. He's like, "Ugh."
More of the trident.
Yeah, he's just like he appears to be like winded nearly, and they come out and they're like, "Those must be the guys." And he's like, "Yeah, that's the guy with the pitchfork trident, whatever." He's like, "Yeah, that's them." They're like, "Jesus, man, are you gonna be okay?" And, it doesn't matter. We'll get a cure with the ransom. And,
hired goons like you need to work out.
Yep, and with that, actually, we'll give a surprise round to our brand new possible party member and his cohort. And following, following right behind them. Would appear to you guys probably be more bandits, but a fucking cat and
cat.
An orange cat wearing armor
sure.
and wielding wielding two crazy looking weapons comes out the door first, And then following right behind, or no, sorry, second, and then first, you guys see a very large half-orc, female half-orc come out. And she immediately stabs one of the bands in the back. And it still happens to be Mr. Sickly here. And he's like, what the f- Tenpenny? And
she's like, yeah, I got a new job, sorry.
And, did you guys hear her? If you couldn't hear, that's a new voice.
That sounds like
a lot of
Makoa.
Things.
Yeah. Makoa?
You're a good girl?
David, if you go ahead and give me an attack roll.
So I'll come up to this guy, and I'm going to use my two weapon proficiency, so I get a negative two to each of my attacks.
Okay.
But you moved.
Oh, you can't do two-way move?
No.
Oh. You
do
It's a full attack to get to two.
Okay, never mind. Well, then...
Where were you here?
You can still swing at one.
Can I...
You get 5 foot.
You still swing at one, and then
yeah,
you're not...
Yeah, 5 foot step.
Oh, 5 foot step? Okay, I'll do that. So that's a negative two, so that'll be 15.
That is a hit.
For the first one. And then the second one, I only have half my strength when I hit. I read up on it. And that will be a 13.
Okay. Both are hits.
Oh, sweet. So 1d4. So the first one's 7. And
wow.
5. So
okay.
12.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Meow, I say. I say, this kitty's got claws.
So the one that you just diced and sliced, he goes down immediately.
Winded still from his rage, but kind of slack jawed.
He's like, what the fuck is going
on? This pansy of a cat.
So no
killing stuff very proficiently.
There's like a zoo in there.
He's like going completely
so
against everything
kittens.
He thinks is normal in the world.
Yeah. He's already seen guns.
Yeah.
And now there's like
guns
walking
that kill
cats.
Their owners.
And,
family members that have been,
excuse me.
Kidnapped.
And yeah, the one that, well, I guess it's turning wishful.
You have family members kidnapped?
How about personal
story? Sorry, I don't want to get into it.
If anybody would have asked, I would have told them. Everyone, Lance, no. No care.
Meh, I'm rich.
I'm rich. I'll buy you a sibling.
Alright, so yeah, immediately, like dominoes, these guys are, like, down. Like, this has all happened within, like, 30 seconds. So this poor son of a bitch shuts up. Is like, fuck. He just takes out his weapons, and you guys need to roll initiative.
Oh, this is in the same roundup.
Yeah.
Yes, Willem gets a
20-something.
It sucks that it's just one poor son of a bitch.
I rolled for Jiro, too, since he's on a phone call.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So what's Azel been doing? She's been using a bow now?
She did last round, yeah.
Yeah.
She actually hit Link, too.
I don't see the purpose of guns, like... I don't know.
Murder? Kill party members?
Well, I mean, it would have done 3d8 damage if it hit.
Yeah, I get that, but it just, like,
it would have done.
You're bound to roll a one. Like, unless you have,
Thresh.
Like, several guns on you. And...
How are you supposed to roll it twice in a row? But we rolled it all three in a row.
Yeah.
What did Azel roll?
It's only one in 400 that it happens.
No!
She rolled a 7 plus 3, so 10.
Damn.
Willem?
He rolls a 19.
Wow.
Plus not one
better.
Is 20.
A lot better than we did the first round. Yep. The first round, everybody, like, rolled one.
How many people have you guys fought already?
Three.
Oh, three? Okay.
And this half-orc rolled a 19.
Sorry,
don't fall.
Oh, you're fine. I rolled three, but yeah, you can re-roll since you're back. I didn't know when you're telling me.
And then, okay, so... I guess as, just as, like, a quick free action, you can introduce yourself. That way I know your name, too.
I don't know who these people are. They might be enemies.
Yeah, just figure.
All right, well,
That's true.
We'll wait until we murder this last.
I'll put Heimlich again.
Well, I can tell you the name.
What did you get?
The name is Schnarbart.
Schnarbart?
I just wanted to hear you say
it. Yeah.
I'm not writing that.
Schnarbart.
Ask him what it means.
No, I don't care.
The full name is Snarbark kind of Pistolin.
Does it mean no gun?
It means whisker no gun. Whiskers no guns. Yeah.
What?
What did you roll? What did Snarbark
roll? He rolled a 13.
Okay.
Snarbark.
Did you roll? What did you roll?
Snarbark.
Initiative.
It's funny because it's so similar to Sherbert.
Yeah, it is. I just I don't know
what's
your word.
What's your dex?
Snarbark.
Cool.
Oh, if I ever a cat, that's a good cat name.
You have two.
Well, I mean a cat that doesn't come with a name attached to it.
Changing.
They're like 5 years old.
All right.
Would you change your cat's names?
I do all the time. We have six.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Let's hear them all. Six apiece or six total?
Apiece.
I know that. You guys see the half orc?
Sherbet. Meadow. Baby. Stupid. Shitter.
Shitter?
Yeah.
Retard baby.
Retard baby.
Retard baby.
Super pluck. I'll find with your sister. Sisters.
Sisters. Sisters.
Shut up. Don't
you guys
jump
should
on
know that song.
Don't jump on my Jimmy.
Jump on my Jimmy. It's a Jimmy.
It's Peter Nick.
Yeah. Never heard of Jimmy. All
right, you guys see 10.
Have you heard
the,
of a Jimmy hat
lady
before?
No, I've heard of it, but I didn't know that it's kind
come
of.
Come up right behind the.
Don't hear it referred
the,
to it that way much.
The last standing there guy.
Standing there guy.
And I've been drinking. Podcast. And just jams short right in the back for a whopping. Jesus Christ.
Because of Jesus Christ, worth the damage.
Jesus Christ, worth the damage, which is like, what is that, the palms?
Infinite?
Yeah, for that's a 13 damage, and he just crumbles. Just like, spits blood out as he's falling.
Yeah.
And she's like,
I'm kind of impressed, but he didn't turn to mist like the one I killed, so I still feel pretty good about my confidence.
And she's like, are you guys next? I'm feeling pretty good. I wish that was kind
of fun. Whose turn is it next?
Mine,
isn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
I guess we're kind of still in combat. We don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I'll let you guys, technically,
who are you? Are you? You're obviously not one of the bandits.
Willem is next, so.
That's why I did that.
Are you guys bandits?
No, they tried to.
All this blood on me is bandits.
Kidnapped, yeah.
Well, they're coming from the other direction, I mean. I don't think there was any bandits over there.
You don't recognize them, Tenpenny?
No, they were too well equipped. They have coats. These guys were sick.
What are you guys doing here?
We came from a Heldron.
Heldron? Did you happen to see Heimlich?
Do you know Heimlich?
He's actually part of our group. How do you know him?
I'm one of his followers.
That's his lover.
That's not.
We got some bad news for
you. Yeah, there's.
I see.
What, did he go to a different town?
Yes, the town up in the heavens.
Oh, some mountain town?
There. Yes.
I
finished
Azel's,
his journal
guess,
for him.
Azel kind of looks away at
the last page.
Okay.
Azel kind of looks away at everyone at that point.
So what's it say? I guess
Stacey puts her giant-ass guy on your shoulder.
You actually wrote that in his journal? Yeah, how do you write this if he died?
Well, I finished it for him.
Oh, you wrote... He's dead?
Yep.
He's dead.
Back to the mud, my friend.
There is an explosion.
I left my life in Dimagazi. Sorry, say it.
Dimagazi.
I left my life in Dimagazi to come join his army to help take back the north. How did an explosion? What happened?
Well, Azel, why don't you explain it?
While you guys are all talking, the giant, the half orc, just like just like humming to herself while she searches the body in front of her.
Oh yeah, I want to search the body too.
She's like, me first.
I'll search the three that we killed.
Yeah. Okay. How about we split it?
Mine.
So you're like, we'll tell you about your dead friend in a sec. Hold on.
That's all they're talking about.
There's an explosion, man. Just
which one?
No,
who killed? I must avenge his death. Who killed him?
We might want to go inside. How about it inside? Can we go in there?
Fate took him.
Like,
Fate?
Yeah. Desmond had different plans
well,
for him.
Me and Kathy are
like a butterfly.
Inside, but,
yeah.
You guys want to join us?
Coming
sure,
out
whatever.
Of its chrysalis.
We're going to kill all these
what
people.
What happened with him?
That, I don't understand. Was he? Did he explode or did Desna take him?
So,
while I check out what they're having.
What exploded?
Soul timeline.
But, okay.
And so I just can't look at what's going on.
As I collect the loot and kind of wipe off my knees, I just get to the point. Fucker's dead, dude. He's dead.
What happened?
He blew up.
I need to avenge his death.
That's a 19 bluff check on an ice elemental.
Ooh,
very important. And very...
So you're telling me that an ice...
Yeah, he's convincing you that an ice elemental killed him.
There were ice shards everywhere.
You need to roll high to be able to determine if he's lying.
Here, can I assist?
If you want to.
There were ice shards everywhere.
So,
yeah.
So an ice elemental exploded?
Yeah. Well, we killed it and blew up.
And then the half orc, she's like, "Oh yeah, those fae, they're crazy. Like they do all sorts of stuff."
Like, well, what was he doing with you guys? Like, were you part of his army?
Did you
guys
come
across
the snowman?
We were helping
him. I thought that was pretty funny.
Well, I come from the same area he is.
Where do you come from?
We're looking for...
I'm from Hagrid.
Argina.
So wait, the snowman killed this guy?
Close.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I thought that was ingenious myself.
We're searching for Lady Argentina.
Well, I will pick up Heimlich's duties and join you.
You will know that there is they do have another prisoner in there.
Oh, and there is another prisoner in here.
And
that I know that there's another prisoner.
Yeah,
in here.
But yeah, I mean, outside of that, you know, the half orc lady's like, "Oh yeah, the lady. Yeah, they were gonna plan. They're getting some money from her. I don't know what's going on. She's under the stairs."
But first, let's loot these bodies.
So like, yeah, we gotta kill Radisac.
Okay. Do I find anything when I loot the bodies?
I was about to tell you what he was about. All three had a...
Thrash.
Eric's the middle name.
Thrash Eric?
Yes, yeah, that's right. Sounds badass. Padded armor. Awesome, I know.
Awesome.
a buckler. Short sword. Short bow with 20 arrows. 8 gold pieces and 5 silver pieces. And that's for all three of them. Although, for the ones that you guys killed.
8 silver pieces?
8 gold pieces and 5 silver pieces.
Is that each or combined?
Combined. That's each.
Each?
Yep. Strange enough, they all have the exact amount of money on them.
Weird.
Yeah, it's like they were chipping for pizza or something.
Does anybody want the arrows? Like, I'm pretty good on arrows.
No, okay.
You don't take them, you don't need them.
And then the ones that...
Is there a way I can use those arrows in the crossbow?
Sure.
Yeah, just cut them down a little bit.
Yeah, make them blunt. And then the ones that the half-orc killed and this Snarf Bart.
I can try to use these arrows.
Snarf Bart
killed. The giant half-orc lady has already like looted them entirely, and she's like stuffing her pockets with what she get.
Right,
she like passed them in your change.
Keep them all.
She's like, "Oh, that kid's me warm."
How many?
And I'll go 2 under the stairs.
Well, I don't know where. The big bad boss guy is.
Well, how about this? How about, like, since you're the cook, you call dinner, and I'll come down for it.
Well, I heard him yell his name earlier. He must be in his, he must be in, like, he goes somewhere at night, and we don't know where he's at. He must still be in there. Because he should be down here.
He goes somewhere upstairs?
Yeah, I mean, he could be. It doesn't matter. I'm going to go kill him. She just walks inside.
All right. Well, I'm going with you.
Why did she join?
I mean, if you want to ask her that, she'll tell you in a moment. Right. But, okay.
I guess we're going inside with them?
So, yeah, you see, she's walking. She's like, "By the way, my name's Tenpenny." And she walks inside. And, she's like, "Well, I found Mr. Cat here in the corner when I was making soup for everybody. They were sick. I got hired on as a cook. And I didn't really like these guys, but they gave me a coat in my own room. So I was like, why not?"
Alright. Are we following?
What kind of weapons does Shazbot have?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Snarkwart?
Shawart?
Sherbert?
I have the holy weapons of Desna.
Yeah.
What weapons do you have?
Holy weapons of Desna.
Can I see them?
Yeah, hold them up.
What are they?
The holy weapons of Desna.
What are they?
You can't tell?
No.
We're not followers of Desna.
You knew what they were.
I don't know what you're looking at.
Huh?
I don't know what you're looking at, what I'm looking at.
They're star knives.
Star knife?
Mm-hmm. Didn't you ask me before if I had a star knife?
Nope.
Somebody did.
Tortai, I just met you.
No, I mean, when I was playing Remnant, you, like, asked if I had a star knife because it was the weapon of Desna.
Oh. I don't know. I don't remember anything.
It's too sad to think about, so you just come out of your mind.
Yeah, we'll
back to that.
That was damn exploding ice elemental.
Yeah.
That'll be my next favorite enemy.
Yeah, there's a ton of those guys, by the way.
What do you think?
Good
what
luck.
What do you think about those ice elementals, Azel? Well, pretty cold-hearted, wouldn't
yeah.
you say?
Yeah, yeah, they are.
To do much.
They're like cold-hearted.
Yeah, you did.
As cold as ice. No need to sacrifice.
I hate you.
So does everybody hate Azel now?
They're ash nuts. Crazy cunt with the crazy guns.
Currently is not allowed to have guns.
You guys have any healing potions?
She's like, I got some soup in the kitchen.
It's pretty good, I tried some.
She did force it down the
stairs. I have a spyglass.
Everyone heal too.
Wow, how do you keep making this healing?
Makes it rain.
Is that awesome?
It's raining hell.
I'll have my longsword out, two-handed. You were friends with my damage two-handed last time while the guys waited.
Obliterated the...
What was wrong with that one guy?
Drunk?
Are you asking Stephanie?
Yeah.
He's got the Chilbane shakes. You ever heard of that?
I mean, he had...
Well, yeah, whatever. What are you, like, some sort of scholar? Jesus.
No. Can I do a heal check on it to see if...
We'll see if you know what that is.
So wait, why did you decide you didn't want to work for them anymore?
Because somebody rolled a natural 20.
Oh.
That's a 20.
There was some diplomacy thrown around.
Yeah. 20, not natural.
It didn't start out that way, though. It was just a long conversation. Oh, wait, no.
Where are we going? Where are we going towards the...
I am looking up... Let's see. You know that it's a disease that is caused by long exposure to the cold. Perhaps failing some fortitude saves would bring it on. And you also know that, most importantly, that it is... it can be contracted by being, like, airborne.
Awesome. So I'll have it. Is it warm in here?
It is warmer, yes, but it's not, like, perfect.
Where are we?
I will tell you right now.
Lay on us some sweet, sweet flavor text.
Flavor text is as according.
Sweet, sweet flavor text. Don't you go down on me, baby.
What do you taste like this week? A large table and two benches run the length of this hall.
Sing it slow.
And a 20-foot-high vaulted ceiling rises into the rafters.
Oh, yeah,
like
nice rise.
Like
to the west, baby. A roaring fireplace provides a welcome heat in the pants.
You know what
fire.
Heat means.
And a light
don't
wild
you, Sherbert?
From the south. A flight of stairs ascends
Sherbert.
To a wooden balcony
Sherbert.
Overlooking
Schnarr.
The room.
Schnarr.
A set
going
of double doors stands in the wall to the east.
Going downstairs.
So, yeah, as you guys all, I'm assuming you're entering.
Yeah.
Right, it's,
yeah.
Yep.
I'll
okay.
say, Tenpenny, where do you think he is?
She's like, well, what's that thing, the elimination, eliminator? Basically, I'm going to go through all the rooms until we find them. All
right, let's try this one.
There's like a process.
Process of elimination.
Thank you, smart guy.
I open this door and open it.
Okay, that leads out to the porch. while you're out there, make a perception check.
Hey, Tenpenny, how many people are in this gang?
Oh, let's see.
17.
Okay, I'll get to you in a second. She's like, well, there were Steve, Roger, Jacob.
I started losing interest already. Oh, my God. I didn't know it was so hard.
They're dead.
Yes.
You know what?
Rockar.
Yes. There's three other
guys. She starts counting. She's like,
just take her shoes off, start counting the well?
I think Bill left. I think there's about 15.
Okay.
Roughly.
Minus the dead guys.
What?
Oh, God.
I start hurting her head.
Yeah. He's like, oh.
Help me. Cool.
Well, just, I mean, their bodies are still there. That counts, right?
It does. Yes.
Anyway.
Nice.
Please continue searching.
I think there's like...
I go look at the rest of the party.
But the most important thing, most of them are sick. They're... Bob earlier, I mean, he walked back outside. I had to kill him. I mean, still, you know, that's whatever. How life is, but, yeah, he's gone.
Are you sick? Can someone do a heel check to see if she's sick?
What? No, I've been keeping warm, and she's got this huge coat on.
Okay.
She seems
pretty warm. Okay.
But you can catch it even though you're warm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you say it's airborne?
Yep.
Okay, so so I got a 17 on the porch.
Okay. So Kitty wants to go
outside. You see like a long rope, like rope and wood bridge,
mm-hmm.
Coming out across the ravine. And you can see the water's moving pretty quickly, and you notice that it drops off quite a bit.
It's not frozen. The water
no, it's moving really, very rapidly. It's quite a drop. If you got a little further, you could probably guess how long the drop is. But what mostly catches your eye is there's a very large humanoid thing perched in this tree over here, and it's just staring at you. It appears like something's over it, and it's just perched in the tree and it's just staring at you.
I wave at it.
It doesn't do anything.
Hey!
It's still just, and like you can tell, like it maybe shuffles or maybe shivers a little bit, but it doesn't do anything. It just
does it appear to have wings?
Continue to stare at you.
Who are you waving at?
You could guess that, seeing that it's up in a tree, sure, but you can't quite tell with the snow.
A cat. They just see weird things.
With the snow and.
So I think that there's a bird person. I'm a cat person.
Strix, please be a Strix. Please be a fucking Strix.
I'm gonna cast light.
Okay.
I'm going to cast light on the end of my staff and wave it around and see if he comes over back away from the door.
I'm going to...
Oh, okay.
Poor David.
I'm going to try like a diplomacy motion to the thing and see if it'll come over.
Okay.
That'll be a 13.
Okay. Yeah, it continues to just stare.
Right, oh, well. I walk away.
Okay.
David's
nothing's out there. There's a weird thing in the tree.
She's like, oh... You mean Azos? Yeah.
Are you Azos? I didn't answer.
Yeah, she won't.
Oh.
She's kind of a bitch.
She is.
But,
what is she?
Yeah, don't cross the bridge. And she just, she looks at you, like, into your soul and just, like, shakes her head.
What is she?
She's one of them fae things. But what she really is, death.
Oh, have you talked to her?
No. Ooh. I watched her kill.
Okay, I'll then I go out.
Was she better at it than you?
I say I won't cross your bridge, and then I walk away.
Okay.
Can I do a perception check at the door that I'm standing right?
All right, so we got some other stuff.
Which one is you? The giant guy, right?
Giant guy with two weapons.
Okay,
sure.
So you just like
towards you.
You're checking
mm-hmm.
to see the
casting
checking the door.
Towards you,
like,
assessing the door, me akin to seeing if there's anything wrong with the door,
okay.
And or hearing
your conversation
on the other side of it.
Okay. No, in fact, Tenny speaks of me, and she's like,
that's my room.
What's that?
Well, my stuff. I mean, we can go in if you want. I don't think he's in there.
Okay.
All right, so what are these other ones?
All right, so
let's keep going to these doors.
She immediately goes over to...
I can cast it, then I can stare, look at somebody and study their health and illnesses and stuff.
Earlier,
I apologize.
Yes, sir.
Mordor.
Also, cast to Sir Health.
Simply walk into Mordor.
To Sir Health? Okay.
Walk into Mordor.
After 6 seconds, if I can learn basically one round, I've learned their health, max health, and remaining hit points.
Okay.
Second round, I've learned if they're suffering from any debilitating conditions. And then the third round, I can get a name of the debilitating conditions.
Okay. You know that she seems to be at full health.
Okay.
And then,
yeah.
So we'll keep going, and then
she
another 30 seconds.
Like the other guy was.
No, she appears to be completely healthy. doesn't have anything wrong with it. So yeah, she goes to this room, she opens it. And, what's here? She opens the door, and I'll just go ahead and read
the flavor text he gives. Three doors open into this room. A sturdy bed heaped with blankets sits near the only window, and a large maple chest occupies the southwest corner.
Tenpenny's like at me, and she's like, that's where all the blankets are, god damn it. This is Rockar's room, he's not in here though.
I go, chest, and then I go to the chest, try to open it.
Can other people play?
It is locked.
I haven't done anything in a while.
What are you talking about?
Didn't you just open the door?
Mm-hmm. You opened the door.
You opened
the door, talked to a weird thing, came back.
Yeah, you opened the door, talked a weird thing, ran around, waved around at people, did all kind of weird shit.
Lance?
I'm gonna see what's in the room too, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, David tried to open the chest. It appears to be locked.
She's in the room. No.
No.
What's in the chest?
She's like, I don't know. I don't have the key. And
can you pick this lock?
She's like, sighs. No, I'm not very good at that. Oh. I don't have the tools either. I don't want to talk about that.
Let's bust it. Ragnar's dead, right? Or whatever this guy was.
No.
What? No, he's in the house somewhere.
Oh. This isn't who we killed? We didn't kill this guy?
No. You'll know when you kill him. Oh. He's got friends.
Oh, well, let's take his stuff then.
Well, we gotta have the key.
Can we just bash it instead?
Yeah, whatever. She goes to the next door.
Eric? Well, fine, you kill him and get the
Zirinish?
Who can bust
the cat out of a window?
Who can bust his chest open?
No, I'm more interested in what's in this area.
Is there? Okay.
Who's that thiepy guy standing there?
Sorry, I don't know why he's still up. Oh,
yes! What
was Azel doing? Getting warmth?
She's
probably standing by the fire.
There's a fireplace in the center here. It is definitely lit.
She's looking in it kind of intently.
Go warm yourself up.
Wondering about what's going on.
Contemplate on your actions.
Yeah, think about what
you're
doing.
Did you lose these condition problems?
It would take a while.
Oh.
But, I mean, yeah, I need an own person to still sit in the fire. But it's going to take quite a few hours to go.
Hours?
If you sit in the fire, you'll feel a lot better.
Actually, yeah.
So, no, I don't.
You're going to require some actual rest.
Okay. Oh, there's a hallway and stuff.
No, this is the fireplace.
Can she get some blankets and make that quicker?
Not really. It's going to be like 8 hours of rest. Like a normal rest period. Out of the cold as well. Okay.
Perceiving.
No, we'll do you right now. as soon as you go to the door, Tenpenny's like,
that's the sick room. I don't recommend going in there.
There's a door. I just kind of messed with the window. But yeah, there's a door. She's like, that's a sick room. There's a couple of guys in there down in the bed. They've got that chillbane stuff I was talking about earlier. I don't recommend going in there.
Okay. That's a perception check. I got a 20.
Okay. It does appear to be in there on the door.
I hear, moaning or anything.
Yes, you do. There's definitely some moaning, some rustling going on.
Are these stairs going down or up?
Yep. She comes over here to the center of the room. There's a very large bearskin rug. She kicks it, and there's a trap door beneath it. And she's like, that's where the lady is. Where's fucking Rockar? Like, she's like, very, very, obviously.
The upstairs?
The lady.
She could be. The lady they kidnapped. I don't understand. There must be like a secret. He goes somewhere, and we don't see him for a while. He's gotta be there.
I'm still wanting to deal with that, so whenever. I don't know what.
Deal with what? Oh, the chest?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say once we kill the guy, he probably has the key, and then we just open it.
I had to bash it open now. We could.
I mean, yeah, you guys can get the chest.
What's inside?
That's very true.
Mr.
I mean, they don't have.
Mr. Wizard. If that is
treasure chests don't have a lot of hit points. Neither does the stuff inside, though. Snarf bark.
Is this a door or a window?
Snarf, snarf.
Do you want to open this?
Let's kill the guy and get his key. I'll open up the trap door and look down.
It's locked.
What's in the cellar?
Locked too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, me and I'll go with Wilhelm and we'll open this door then.
Thunder.
Yeah,
you open
Thunder
it up.
Careful.
There's just a single bed in there, no blanket. Doesn't appear to be anything of interest.
If this room's boring,
I'll perceive it real quick.
Alright, we're gonna perceive.
15 probably. Something like that.
I got a 20.
You guys both check out the same room?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't appear to me to
nothing,
be.
Nothing
absolutely.
Under there.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. You search it thoroughly. Same period of speed as being a bedroom. 10 Penny is going to move to the stairs. She's going to start walking up. So
I know.
Let her go.
What's in this room?
That's where I came from.
Yeah, that's where David's pretty familiar.
There's nothing in there.
There's soup.
There's soup on the fire. It is definitely boiling.
This is a door from the outside room?
Yes, this is a wall.
Oh, okay.
That's like a shed.
About that yet. Okay, well, should we go upstairs, troop?
Aye.
New guy?
Zero.
Snark, snark,
yeah,
you coming to this?
Nah, I'll just follow.
Oh, okay. Zeresh? Rage up the stairs? Charge and get rage up the stairs? Alrighty.
Do that.
Look at
it. Longingly.
We could turn into an inn. There's a lodge.
that's the only thing we do in all of our games anymore. Is put things in
open business.
That's what we should do in every campaign we make. Oh, we make an inn. We're done.
We called Evil Strix Bay Overlook. What's the name of that thing?
The Devil's Perch?
No, the weird bay thing. That kills people.
Oh,
with
his name.
Oh, its name was is Zoe's.
That's a her, right?
It is a her. Yes, sir.
Why she left the bridge?
I don't know. You guys will just have to find out.
So, since Wilhelm has that staff that comes back to him. Like, let's say I was standing on the other side of a chasm of some kind. Like, he threw it at me, and then I grabbed onto it because it carried me back.
I think so.
I don't think so. Cause I think it has, a weight restriction and all that stuff.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't like to say that. You should just try. Over the ravine.
Okay, what if it was, something light and, you caught it or something? Would it bring it back to you?
Nah, because that's mostly, an attack. His mage hand would be
that's
for.
Unless he has telekinesis, that'd be pretty cool.
Alright, so. 10 Penny comes up here.
That's
yeah.
Hell yeah.
She, funnily enough, knocks on the door. She just, bangs on it. She jiggles the handle, it's locked. Are you guys right behind her? So
yeah.
Okay. So, she is gonna try to break it down. You guys would like to assist her? She's like,
come on, man, give me some soldiers.
Sure, I'll give her a hand. What I had just had, mate.
I would, but I'm only 50 pounds. There looks like there's a whole lot of sausages in there.
I'll try.
What do I have my strength?
There's two buns.
Plus, I think it's plus two for everyone that does a DC or something.
I didn't help you. I'll allow two people else to get in there, otherwise, I think it's
over
a crack hallway. Yep, over a 10 is what
I didn't help her.
I did.
Unless you let me have my dad's.
Alright, yeah. That's a. She fills the door, give a little bit, but nothing happens.
So let's go again.
Yeah.
Let me try this time.
Okay, you want to go? Maybe?
Yeah. Oh, now I don't know. 3. 16 when it's
done. Get out of here, Roby.
I'm assuming you're wearing a robe.
Go back to your books. Got something to
scholar.
All right, and then
I've been wearing a scholar.
She just absolutely smashes it open.
I am wearing a scholar's outfit, so yeah, it makes sense.
Do the fact and, that his journal wrote that at the last page. Came in the news.
I was gonna. I had such high hopes.
Yeah.
That's a fey? It's not a strix?
Strictly speaking, no.
Tenpenny told you it was a
fey.
You don't know what it is. Oh, the sick guy's back.
How about you count to Tenpennies?
Yeah, why did they call you Tenpenny? I ask her as GM breaks open the door.
She looks at you and she's like,
they stop having a long conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not an artist. It's a nickname. I'm not a very good thief. There, I said it.
I almost know Tenpenny, but
yeah,
I'm 57.
It's like, but you know, a girl's gonna try.
How old are you?
Never ask a lady your age.
I would never sleep with you, okay? I'll just get that out of there.
Me? Yeah.
I'm allergic to cats. I'm also fat, Albert.
I was like, I'm a gumma gabba dooba.
Alright, so I will
gabba dabba doo, yeah.
Go and read
yes.
You guys the flavor text. An L-shaped table with many chairs takes up most of the floor space in this loft. A second smaller table sits near the entrance, and several windows overlook the snowy grounds of the lodge. In the southwest corner, a large map hangs on the wall, opposite another door in the northeast wall. And yeah, as soon as you, what is it? Cat and,
Wilhelm.
Mm-hmm. Here. Tenpenny comes in. I'm assuming you guys entering with her?
Yep.
You guys are right
the rear? Yeah, coming up in the rear, yeah.
Okay. She tells us a very, very tiny room.
Yeah.
Very big room. Over the top of the, whatever, little porch from there.
And then, you hear another voice. You hear, Tenpenny. What is it? And she's like,
well, boss, it's time to go.
She takes out a short sword.
Awesome.
And,
they put Tenpenny instead.
It's been fun, but, you gotta die now. I gotta get in that chest.
Nah. He's like,
time to go. Time to die.
He's like, well, that's unfortunate.
he's like, well, you mobile.
Sorry to see you go.
That sucks.
He's like, and he just hands her the key. He's like, here. And she's like,
explodes from uncomprehension.
Well, alright, thanks. She takes it and just like goes downstairs past you guys and comes down out into the hall and she's out of sight. And
should we follow her?
It's up to you guys what you,
I'm gonna follow.
You're gonna follow her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see what's in the chest.
I'm kinda curious what's in there. I'm a
cat. Okay. Yeah, he comes in, you walk in and you see, he looks just like that.
Oh.
Very warmly dressed as opposed to his, crew. That's a pretty sweet cape. And, but that's not what really concerns you. What concerns you is the two, skeletons he has standing next to him. like, perfectly just standing there, sort of slightly moving. And, he's like, how did you get out? It doesn't matter.
I say, I have my tongue.
Wait, didn't you leave too?
What do you guys want to do? Because he's going to have to roll for initiative here. What would you guys like to do? You
left
with Tenpenny?
I'm kind of not sure what's going on because I'm still on my way.
Well, it's tiny enough that you can
you
hear
saw
it,
us both
like
leave for some reason.
I just saw Tenpenny and...
yeah, she comes right to the front. She's all excited.
Your name's
not Wilhelm,
isn't it?
Wilhelm
walked down past us again.
I've seen what she's got.
Jiro?
Who's that? Oh, that's Jiro.
Yep.
And
what, Azel? What did you want her to do?
She's like, what, in the back?
No, she's the closest.
Oh, she's in between. I put her behind the barbarian.
So she's going to stay up here, or?
She's going to move behind the barbarian.
Alright, I guess I'll move up a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know what's in there. I just hear some guy talking, so I don't know.
So do you want to look in, just peek in, or?
Yeah, I'll peek around.
Okay, and you see what I described earlier.
I pull out my warhammer.
Skeleton smash.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll give you one chance just to join my crew. I didn't kill you for a reason.
I say, it looks like you got a real skeleton crew going on.
Awesome! I hear him say that though. I respect
up.
This guy.
Can I get the... I just pull out my star knives and... I say, I'll never forgive you for kidnapping me. Yeah.
It's like a whole group of cats.
I shed some fur off in his direction.
Dander?
Yeah.
Cat dander, I hope.
He creates you with a water bottle.
Yee! I run away.
So you come down, your fur's all pumped up. Dander!
So, you're not joining?
Yeah, I'll join. Come here and give me, like, the badge.
This badge?
So, what are you doing, like a bluff check?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me the badge.
Are you standing right in the doorway?
He sure is.
That'll be a 19 for bluff.
Awesome. Wow.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
So, wait, the badge?
This cat's got a silver
tongue. I'm like, come here and, like, accept me into it. Give me the token of...
Oh.
I mean, I guess I saw them. Do they have any kind of distinguishing mark? No. No? I said, well, come here and, you know, like, knight me into it.
He's like looking excited.
He's down for putting you in now. Like you definitely succeeded in your check, but he doesn't have to knight you.
Well, I would say
he's
a,
like he's
I say,
just
say
like
a prayer of Desna over me to welcome me in. She's my god.
I don't know anything about Desna.
Just
your first order is to go kill the fucking intruders that came in here.
Wait, what's that? I can't hear you very well. Come here. I'm hard of hearing. When you guys rough me up, like, my ears, I can't hear so well.
He's like, oh, my God. This is a mistake the moment I let you live. Go downstairs and kill the intruders.
Closer. I can't hear you.
All right.
He motions one of the stairs.
Sirius doesn't give a shit anymore. He's running in.
He's like, cat, get him.
He's like, you don't know who Dresden is, but maybe you can say hi to Phrasma for me. You stupid motherfucker.
So you're attacking him?
That's a lot.
He's a barbarian.
Yeah.
So are we attacking? Or are you attacking?
Where is... Who's where?
The cat's here. In the room. Rokar's right here. His two skeletons are the... Yoshi-looking thing. And, this guy. And then,
That's right, get the proper ones out.
Well, that'll be
good.
Well,
that's
good.
Yeah, that looks a lot better. You are directly behind the cat. Snarf, bark.
Can I move past
snarf,
him
snarf.
To get in
that skeleton
approach? You can walk.
Did that skeleton approach me?
Yeah, it approached you.
If it's an action, I want to do two weapon attack.
Okay. No, it hasn't attacked you, but you got the sense that, you know, it wouldn't have come close. You know, it's a minion.
Yeah,
it's
just as soon as anything comes close to me, I attack it.
Okay. So I guess, Wilhelm, while this is all taking place, what were you doing down there?
I'm just seeing what she's going for.
Okay, yeah, she's just kind of fiddling around with the chest. You see her open it, she pops it up, she starts kind of like pocketing stuff.
What'd you end up finding?
She's like, well, it doesn't really matter, it's mine. And,
pretty awesome.
What did you want to sell? Yeah, she's very specific. She's got her wants and needs. And
kind of agree. Do you want to join us by any chance? Or
she's like, what are you guys paying?
Well, we're paying
whatever
spoils. Yeah.
Well,
we got to split it as a group if we're all together. But not you can have what's in there right now.
All right. Well, I'll hold on to it. How's that sound?
Well, what you have, you can keep what you have.
Right? Yeah. Well, I already joined the cat. I mean, the cat's with you guys. I'll hang out. That's fine.
Yeah, the cat seems like a good guy. Hey,
cool cat.
What do you know about this lady that was kidnapped? She was in the trapdoor.
She's a noble woman.
You want to help me come get her?
Well, I don't have the key. I just wanted the chest. Rockar's got the key. I think your buddy's probably dying right now.
Well, I thought the cat guy was your buddy, too. Do you want to help him?
Yeah, he's alright. He's like my suit.
You wanna?
You like your what?
You like my soup?
Oh.
Well, do you want to help make sure he doesn't die and join him upstairs?
I think you need to get an orc mini.
I really just got what I needed.
Kind of an orc.
Is this an orc?
Kinda.
I thought you really liked the cat.
That's a D&D
mini
too.
You want what? Orc, I'll get one.
I thought you really liked the cat guy.
He's all right. I mean,
well, he might die if you don't go help him.
Do I look like I make lasting friendships?
Maybe we can be here first.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
She hears Suresh say that.
Oh, my heart!
She dies.
Yeah.
That was my life quest. Oh.
With the body.
I put a diamond on a friend.
Yeah, she's she.
That's an orc?
Well, no, I just.
It looks like
it's pretty similar.
Orc.
Yeah, it's,
well,
it's
no,
like
a dwarf.
It's true.
Dwarf's an orc. He's a space orc.
But she stops. Okay, and then we'll go back to everybody up here. The rock car. Zoresh, what did you seem like you wanted to bash his fucking face in?
Sure do.
Okay.
I'm kind of debating if I would be smart enough to kill the skeletons first. I think I'd probably try skeletons first just because of my phrasma beliefs.
Okay, well then, anyone else who wants to get in on wants to fight Rockar, go ahead and get roll initiative. He's definitely gonna roll initiative for Zoresh.
Nice.
Well, do I get, like, since that skeleton approached me and I attacked, do I get to attack first, or are we just rolling for?
Well, he didn't attack you. You weren't in combat at the time.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, as soon as it approached me, I attack it.
Oh, okay. So, all right, then yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that exchange between you two first, and then we'll get into the.
So it'll be a 16 for the first one.
Okay.
And a 13 for the second.
Nice shot, Mark.
Hey,
thanks. I got a weapon here in my arm.
What do you have?
It's a masterwork hand axe. Which might be a little bit better hitting than those knives you have.
But these are the holy symbols of
this. Maybe you can draw a butterfly on this and it'd be a holy symbol as well.
I also get a bonus if I crit for using these knives. But a hand axe might be better because it's only D4.
I think a hand axe
will be
better.
Is it like a
burn? Masterwork, so it'll be a plus one to hit, so it'll be only minus one.
Also, I should have said this before. The skeletons appear to be covered in.
We talk like this right before you're attacking.
I just feel.
Hold on, skeleton. What's that? Okay.
I'm covered in ice.
If I use that, I have a plus one.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm sorry, what were your first attacks?
First one was
okay.
16, the second one was 13.
Okay, the first one hits, the second one does not.
Okay, that's fine. The first one hits more, hurts more. Anyway. Seven.
Okay. Yeah, that one crumples like immediately, just like falls to the floor like crystals.
Alright, so far I'm banned 1,000 on one-hitting enemies.
Yeah, well, those are easy. Okay, so...
Then I say, I've got a bone to pick with you, Rockar.
There he goes,
at least 20 minutes.
I got a 14 for initiative.
Okay, so now we'll go down just the normal initiative chart. Jiro, were you jumping in on the combat?
Yep, 12.
12?
You want to be your best one with anybody?
I think I'm out.
You've got the big one, I think.
Well, I've got that torpedo.
You can have some of mine. I got Mini Dark.
Will you bring me the torpedo?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
You want to land?
Thank you.
No, I'm good.
12 for Jiro. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to put cat. Fucking just... 14, I think you said.
Yeah.
Okay. Snarf. I'll put that later.
Snarf Bart.
Willem?
Snarf Bart. Oh, am I? I don't
know. Oh, sorry. You're right. What did you want? Azel? Did you want Azel?
Oh, Azel, yes. She's going to move up.
What's her initiative?
Oh.
One.
Yeah. One.
If you have 5 ones in one night, you automatically get a bonus.
You get to DM the next session. Bonus.
Because
your rolls are amazing.
So, minus two for the cold still, plus one, then I guess.
15. Yep. 15. What's that?
15.
Zoresh?
19!
It's about time. Good form. God. Jesus Christ, this fucking skeleton is a little higher than him.
Don't worry, he won't have a turn.
It's not looking good, that's for sure. Tiny room, dropped his...
Ooh,
you can tell very obviously he was not expecting a fight.
You still have the Hennepin up there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably why I'm drinking it.
Yeah.
The canal?
The canal? Yes.
The Hennepin.
It's also...
Is there a Hennepin canal?
It's also a city in Minneapolis.
It's like a real famous canal in our area.
Is it?
It's from Sioux Corona.
Yeah.
It's a it was famous area.
It's pretty badass looking.
What's that?
It's pretty badass looking.
This is the oh no, it's not.
I thought it was the Rogue Pathfinder.
Who is this? Or are you just looking at it?
I think it's just an elf rogue.
Yeah, that's pretty cool looking.
With the cape on them too.
So what are you gonna paint first?
An orc, probably.
Yeah.
I know it's the pain in there is either
for
and barbarian like flesh one and orcs for one, so I figure orcs.
You gonna go do it at your uncle's?
Yeah. He mentioned something about going to the hobby club, which has like a meeting there for the first Saturday every month. He said there's a mini guy there. But apparently you start talking to him, he doesn't shut up.
Ooh.
So I'm like, I'm going to be busy Saturday, but I'll come over Sunday and use your hood for priming.
So does he have like one of those monocle things?
He does, yeah, but I don't know. I have a feeling I'm going to have a lot more colors than he has because he only does war stuff.
Zerash.
And my cousin.
Zerash goes first? Up first. Yes.
Zerash on a hammer, or... that fucking skeleton. Masterwork.
I'm going to go ahead and guess it's going to be a one-day kill.
Hammer time!
Let's see, 13?
That is a miss for the AC.
What?
They do have pretty high AC.
Yeah, mine miss.
They crumple like a bitch. Okay, skeleton is going to attack you.
No.
Okay, he sits on the floor. Progress his actions.
Be the first time fight my guy fighting without having any negatives to his AC.
Yay!
I almost raged that time, which I would have hit him, so it would have mattered.
Alright.
We got this Roku guy, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Brings up his bony fist. And I'm gonna go ahead again, so 10 does not hit your AC.
No.
Okay. Yeah, he's just like, just like punches it and just.
You fucking suck.
He hits your funny bone.
Hey.
I don't want it.
Too bad.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So,
give it to me.
Now we go to Azel. Who doesn't
She's
have any fun anymore, luckily. He's a total death trap.
Boom! Yes!
When Azel walks in the room, Zerash flinches.
Gonna try her hand at shooting that metal.
You're in the middle of a hall.
Yeah, you know.
She can start shooting the wall.
There you go.
Let me try to bounce it in there.
Wait, no, I'm directly in front of you. I don't
okay,
trust
still
you.
Doing it.
You don't know her.
Three.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna fucking won again.
There's only
yeah,
two over.
You shoot an arrow, you just see it hit the wall. Like, really crappy darts player, just kind of like, oh, shit, I hit the board.
Just not as good as this with the gun.
Yeah. It got so much easier.
They're so much better with it, though.
Alright, Pistol Nolan. Nolan Pistolin.
Schnarbart.
The cat.
Kitty,
so,
kitty.
My knives, I can throw them.
Kitty.
Can I do that as a two?
No, kitty.
Can I throw two of them? Since I have two weapon proficiency? If I don't move. Oh, wait, actually, I can just move 5 feet and do
yeah.
double attack. Yeah. Okay.
Fuck you, dick.
What's the guy's name?
Rockar.
So, rock low.
It'll be a 6 or 14 for the first one.
First one's a miss.
And a 7.
Second one's a miss.
I say, that's just an example of what I could do if I wanted to hit you.
Jiro? Jiro, it is all you.
I don't like
my car.
I don't like cussing. You cuss too much, Zerash.
14 AC.
That's a miss. God, I was like, God, he rolled high too.
This is great. Is this yours?
No, that's fine.
That's crazy.
That's an orc. You can use that. Of course, I'm kind of used to her current behavior. That's the rogue art iconic for Pathfinder.
Hmm. Is that an elf?
Yeah. Or, yeah, it's an elf.
Well, this thing, it's been used so much, I just...
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell.
I just don't associate anything with it.
All right.
We were hoping you were going to be in a cage and we could use that.
Rockar slashes at the kitty cat.
Pretty worthwhile.
Meow. I'm going to go ahead and guess a 21 hits you.
Nope.
Please don't die this time.
Yeah.
All right.
Little bag of
bones
kept me up all night.
Only 3 hit points, but you need to make a fortitude save.
Uh-oh. You probably got the... You got the fever.
Six.
Fever!
Okay, you take 1 constitution damage, and you feel this very nauseous and disgusting feeling.
Is it permanent?
No.
No. Drain is permanent damage. Is 10. Okay. 1 every 8 hours.
You're on your way to dying. You got onto the train, now it's just got to get there.
It would be a record, too, in one night.
Sure would.
That'd be amazing.
I don't want it to happen, but I do. All right. He's going to take his lovely 5-step back. And there was
I have a special tag feat
corner.
That somebody takes 5 feet, step back away from me. I get an automatic 20
death
damage.
You know, you had me going until the 20 damage. I was like, that sounds legit.
Yeah, because you could have just been like, have the feet step up.
All right,
well,
Zarash, it's back to you. You're going to let that skeleton make a fucking joke at you?
Touched my furs.
It punched you.
That better. 20.
Oh, yeah. That's a hit.
Warhammer.
Do the bird.
Warhammer two-handed?
No, that's one-handed.
You can probably do two-handed.
I mean, yeah, you can grab it.
Fuck, assume I'm using everything I use two-handed unless I see otherwise.
Okay. I'm cool with that.
So
considering what your archetype is,
that'll be 11 points of suppression and fucking damage.
Yeah, it just...
I click the bone meal.
I turn him into a gray mist.
Yeah. And you hear ice just splatter. Some hits you in the face. It's never felt better.
And I revel in it.
Yeah.
Yes!
You start licking around your mouth.
Freaking guilt.
And then I get my, I channel my blood.
You crush it up in a little bit and you do a line.
I channel my blood sport and plant him. You are next!
He's like, I hate Van Damme.
Oh, I said I want full movement.
Yep.
Going for flank, my friend.
That's good call.
Stupid cat. Azel. Azel, you are up.
Treats.
You're an attack with your long sword, I wonder.
You know, this guy would be a badass if he didn't get caught in his fucking room.
Where was
it's just randomly throughout the day, you know, he moves around.
Another longbow shot. Misses again. Scarecrow can't do shit.
I'm just gonna assume you're making a design on the wall with arrows.
So since your gun's broken, can you even fix it? Or is it completely destroyed?
I think it's completely destroyed.
Oh, it is completely,
yeah,
it exploded.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, go to a land where there other guns exist, which is, like,
well,
in the desert?
Well, technically...
He's
a
gunsmith.
It's not a desert. Well, yeah, I guess I don't know what it is.
It's called a mana waste.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
she's
it's just a cover in dead magic, so you can't cast magic there at all.
I
it's a pretty cool
area.
I mean, it does look like that.
I got one of the... I actually was the mage. I got it. Level 12, everybody has got play.
Alright, see, Cat went.
I'll be a mage.
I know, Zell just went, sorry.
Yep.
Cat.
Me?
You Cat. And you dance.
Thank you.
Pretty kidding. Pretty
I'll flank you, buddy.
So, yeah, flank, and so I guess I'll just do one.
Hey, would you roll high for once?
Come on. I'll do one hand hit, and I'll get a 16.
And that's with your bonus?
Oh, it's flank now, so flank. What's the flanking bonus?
Two.
So 18.
That's it.
Nice.
And that'll be 6.
This guy's getting gang raped.
In a good way.
I go, Wilhelm, bring up your condom. We're going to have some fun. Let's talk about
it. Yeah, he definitely takes a pretty good hit there. Still standing, however. Anything you'd like to say after that? After that really cool attack? Because Jiro is up next.
Flanks for the memories.
That works. That's really the camera that one.
We need to get a hat.
I like the hat.
Jiro, what are you going to do? You going to heal Rockar? Make this fight worthwhile?
Oh, no.
He's like, attacks of opportunity and flanking. God damn this room.
Oh, I say, I'm furious at you.
Oh, my God. Yes!
You're low ground.
I'm going to have a notebook of these next time.
What's going on downstairs?
That's true.
Okay. Before you get too far, what's going on downstairs? Are we going to join this
thing? Well, this is happening at the same time.
Yeah,
I agree.
So this is all like five, ten second increments
okay.
going on. It just doesn't seem like
it. What word is it called? See if I can figure it out.
Jesus.
I can't really, it's gonna automatically know what I'm about to
guess my pun game. I feel like that could be a legit game.
Guess my pun?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Guess my pun!
Bridges.
Sorry, David Amsterdam.
No, that's the word. You
have the Jiro just went. We go back to the car.
Pre-punition.
It was span.
Premonition.
Move one more fucking step, you son of a bitch. Just fucking do
he's
it.
Not that dumb. He's
I got a fucking attack of opportunity right up your ass if you're ready.
Channeling doesn't.
Nope.
Attack of opportunity, right?
Oh, this is a cleric. I kind of figured about the skeletons. He's either a cleric or wizard.
You guys need to give me will saves.
Nat 20.
16.
You're right. Taken only half, which of course is only one.
It's gonna hurt. Yep, mine's a five.
Okay. So, no big deal. You see him just, he grasps something in his right hand, and you just see this, like, terrible wave of just fucking awfulness
Icky!
From the frosty guys.
You take
3 points of damage.
What's
you only take one. Kitty Cat, what'd you roll?
16.
You are taking one only as well.
You're doing things.
He does only do things.
You make me sick! Literally! Fucking magic!
Alright. You know whose turn it is.
Flank him.
It's Warhammer's turn.
Flank him and destroy him.
It's your turn.
Rage!
So far.
Power attack. Power attack! Thank you for reminding me!
Okay. I believe you.
Another fucking natural 20!
Ooh, that's just on my death, isn't it?
I'm gonna guess he's gonna die, yeah, but we'll see.
No, we were gonna go out with it.
We need to do all the damage.
Well, that's what, plus 2 damage with power attack. So that's automatically 4. Minus 2 in hand and
plus double your strength.
Double strength, so that's 8, so there's already 12 before he even rolls the dice.
He's not dead yet, but I'm going to go ahead and guess it.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll a d8 twice. So another 3, another 3.
18.
Yeah, he absolutely just dies. Like this, I'll go ahead and do this real quick. The book here had a whole plan. Once he gets dropped below like 10 HP, he's going to pull this whole spiel, but since he just went from like 15 to 0, he's just dead. He's like, ah! He just, like, slumps backwards.
Didn't you have something to say before you died?
So I fucking knock him out of the ass, and when he's on the ground, I smash his head in.
Oh, God, I thought we were about to get some necrophilia for some reason.
And I pee in the hole.
Yeah.
I search the body.
And then I go, let's pause combat.
Jesus.
That's
atrocious.
I say, good claw.
Okay, guys. A third of my brain wants to jump in, and the other one's like, fucking stop. No.
All right.
No.
We'll stop right now.
Perfect call.
All right. Can you search in the body?
Yeah.
What you find is a plus one short sword.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. Since for your new character.
I'm going to take this, guys.
Okay.
You find a vial of some strange substance. It's green.
I go, here you go, magic people.
People.
Drink.
Here you go,
drink
person.
It.
Oracle.
Here
drink
you go.
This.
I don't know what this is.
Oracle, Snark Snark wants to give you something.
Hey. This guy's got a lot of stuff on him, so...
Oh, Eric's the...
Get ready to pay attention, banker.
So you already got your stuff written down. You already got your short sword written down. Right?
Yeah, let's use this. Anything else good?
Scroll of Animate Dead.
Oh, wow.
10 HD.
That means hit die.
I'll take that.
Okay.
What, you get 10 hit die?
Yup.
What does that mean?
You animate 10 dice.
Hit die worth of creatures.
Oh.
So I'll put G-Ro back.
Wow. That vial of green substance that I said earlier. Oil of Tagant. Not sure what that does yet. Never heard of that either.
Was it oil of what?
T-A-G-G-I-T.
T-A-G-G-I-T?
Yep. That's, there's two of them.
I-E?
Yep, I-T.
I-T.
Masterwork studded leather. Yeah, he's looting.
Pillaging, can't talk.
Yeah, can't talk about looting. Dagger, just a normal dagger, boring.
I'm not going to pick that up.
He's
the
dagger.
You pick it up in the hilt.
You just not a dagger.
Masterwork studded leather.
Yeah, Masterwork. Are you taking notes on this too?
Yeah.
Okay, I got two
beams. Masterwork.
The Masterwork set of leather better than a chain shirt?
What's your.
It's plus 4 to AC.
I'm pretty sure chain shirt. Chain shirt is either 4 or better.
I think chain shirt better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, just. You might as well take it. Light crossbow with 10 bolts.
That'd be good for you. Your wizard can use it.
No, really?
Yep.
I yelled on the stairs, you can use this!
Okay, well,
I'm
gonna
pick them.
I've got a bow.
Plus 3 masterwork doesn't increase the armor.
How many arrows?
So.
10
bolts. Well, I only have a minus 2 with the chain shirt, so it's not like it's really. Good.
It doesn't take it 2. It either stay minus 1 or it goes 0. I don't know if it goes 0 or
not. No, it's not.
I don't normally wear characters that wear armor, so I don't
know. Ooh, that's a cool item.
I always play cast.
A strange cloak.
Dibs. You already got 2 things.
Yeah, but
do
you want a cloak?
I can activate it and figure out what it is.
Can I do nature checks on the...
I'll let you figure it out, but I'm not going to get it.
Can I do nature checks on the green vial and on the oil of tin?
Can we get everything first?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was everything.
Just about. It's just about. But yeah, if you want to go ahead and just roll them out, and then I'll do it right after.
One for each or just a blanket?
You're doing...
Just the green vial and the oil of Temet.
Oh, tag it? Yeah, do one for tag and do one for the green board. Masterwork Thieves Tools.
Tin Penny.
I was going to say, you guys want to go through. He has 2 other keys on him.
What are those like to?
And spell book.
Oracles use spell books?
No, I could write scrolls for them.
Yep. Would you like to know the spells?
I would.
Oh,
that's right. Is it a clerk's spell book?
It's a stolen spell book. I left out the stolen part.
Okay.
Because, you know.
But okay,
so
whatever.
How do you know?
Well, once
yeah.
you know what they are.
Right.
I might want that.
If it's a wizard, I'll use it.
It contains Alarm.
Will you?
Chill Touch. Expeditious Retreat. Featherfall? Nope. That's a spell. It says nope. The next one says nope, Dad.
Okay.
Identify?
Identify is a good one.
Locate object? And Ray of Enfeeblement.
That's a good one.
Thanks, you.
It just sounds good.
It sucks your... Well,
and a weird wooden, like little... statue that you, I'm gonna assume. Well, give me a religion check. Who's got it? Anyone got it?
Not me.
The Oracle probably does.
Yeah, well, let me switch back to it.
I still got stairs.
Yeah, 15.
I'm around
15. You can tell that this is a unholy symbol of Norgorber.
Norbendorb.
And 15 gold pieces.
Boring,
I know.
I'm boring.
Alright, well, I got a 9 on the green vial and a 17 on the oil of tag.
Okay. The,
I don't know if we know what it's called, but we have no idea what it is.
The,
it's a label. Oh, it's a label.
Yep. Yeah. Because that oil, you don't know what it is.
Okay.
You can take a guess, I'm sure, but. The Tagit, I'm looking up.
Alright, I drink all of it.
God, I hope so. I don't know what it does,
yeah,
but I hope
you probably
do.
Die, because oil usually
no,
rub on stuff.
I don't
do it. So you didn't drink it?
No.
Fuck. Damn it.
Okay. I've been like, yes, baby.
Your insides become sharp.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're keying on the inside every time you.
It's like, not only did I pop my cherry, but she let me do something so gross. Just kidding. You can tell that the oil Tagit is definitely a poison. It's most effective when it's ingested. And that will leave it at that.
Okay.
You probably put it on the web.
You're going to go ahead and you think it would cause unconsciousness.
Okay.
The green blood oil is... You have no idea.
This is pretty.
Yeah. It does look kind of cool.
Can I take like a small little
dab
to see if... Mm-hmm. Will that give me
he's
a bonus or anything?
Like,
go and give me a fortitude save again.
Yeah.
You immediately recognize that this feeling...
22.
Okay. You shake it off, but you can tell that this is what you were hit with earlier.
But guys, this drank's constitution.
Be addicted.
I'll hold on to it.
Roids.
Yeah. Alright,
anything else in the room? I'm gonna check this door in the corner.
Good call. I bet that's where the other thing goes.
Alright, you the door is unlocked. You open it.
Identify once I level.
What?
Once I level, I'll identify it for the clothes. Yeah. Well, I don't know what it does first. I mean, it could be something stupid.
It's actually not stupid. It's pretty awesome. You guys should fight to the death first. I said fight to the death for that podcast. I just realized I said that really quietly. Anyway, dozens of small boxes, bottles, and papers fill this musty storeroom. A small iron cage sits on top shelf, emanating a flickering light like a candle. Walking in, you guys...
Nothing in here.
You guys immediately notice that there is a strange-looking, tiny little guy in this cage here that was just miraculously appeared.
I wish I had my tiny bow and arrow.
So...
Hey, little guy, what are you doing?
He looks at you, just like, please let me out. I've been in here for so long.
Who are you? Why should I care?
What's going on?
My name's Brix.
Brix?
Brix, with a V, dummy. And,
this
is the guy in the cage.
I just shut the door and go, nothing in here, guys.
Yeah.
It's a shitter room.
He's like, come on. I can tell you're a barbarian.
He just shit into this room.
What's going on with me and
yeah, let's go back to that.
Okay, sorry.
Vic Vaporub.
So you come back. We come back to you guys and...
We're back.
Okay, and Tenpenny's like...
Then you get the carrots.
And you get some, the green onions. And you chop them up. And that's my soup I've been making for everybody.
So, did you get that down? It's all up here. Got it stored away. All
right.
Should we go check on the rest of the people that we were with?
I don't really hear any commotion anymore. Yeah, sure.
All right, let's go up there and see what's going on.
All right, now... What did I say was 3/4 of what?
Cornstarch.
Dude, do you want me to see if I remember?
Sure.
No, I know.
You're only 19.
I'm doing, well, I don't know. You want to give it a difficulty check? Or
you,
old school
no, 19, definitely, you repeat the entire recipe back to her verbatim.
Well,
you make improvements on that.
I was doing
it. She's like... Flour? What the fuck? Alright, that sounds good.
I guess I probably had some nutmeg instead of the frog eyes you keep talking about.
Ugh. This soup sounds horrible.
And you liked it.
There's flour and frog's eyes.
It's a half-orc probe. What do you want?
Yeah, you're right.
Profession is definitely not chef. I'll throw that out there.
What's going on, guys?
She comes up here and she's like,
holy shit!
Jerash turns to you and he's like covered with bone dust and padded with blood.
You got something on your face.
Tinpenny, you're right. It was time for him to go.
Oh.
Downtown.
Well,
You can free that woman now.
What do you know about this little man in here?
She's like, what?
She walks
what do you know about this little man in here?
She's like,
ah!
She comes over and she sees, she's like,
oh. Well, that's not good. This is a fae.
Yes. I can see that. It's too small to be a gnome.
I'm going to suggest you don't let him go.
Well, my character hearing that, his favorite enemy are fae, and so he would take an interest.
Okay.
I don't think anybody likes fae.
My voice is starting to hurt my throat.
Yeah.
So, I'll...
I love that voice.
I did that in the car right over to get to David's. Anyway. She's like... okay, this... She's like, I don't know all the details, but these bandits made a deal with these fae that are coming from somewhere west of here, across that bridge. And if Rockar had one of them in here, the other fae don't know about it. Because Izzo's out there is just basically keeping an eye on him. She doesn't trust him, and he didn't trust her, and that's more apparent to me now than ever.
I walk in and go up to the cage where that guy is.
I go, Charbart.
Who?
Snarbart?
Snarbart.
Do you get out of spray?
Carhart.
Charbart.
What's up?
Snarbart.
Can I get some information from that fae thing before we go? Poking it.
I will.
Maybe all of us shouldn't go in.
You can poke it all you want.
Maybe we all of us shouldn't go in there so he doesn't know exactly. He doesn't know who we are.
I think he probably heard a bunch of fucking guns. Well, I guess.
He didn't see our face.
So we're going in and talk to...
Okay. Yeah, as soon as you, as soon as, like, Tenpenny kind of gets done talking, and after Zerash and you are speaking, it's like...
Give Tenpenny the master of our saves tools.
He's like, come on, guys, if you let me out...
He sounds
wait, he's
like Tenpenny?
Sorry. And my voice is stuck.
Also,
that way.
Also, Tenpenny took some stuff from the chest downstairs. Tenpenny, I mean. I don't tell Tenpenny that.
I killed Tenpenny.
That's what you're saying to Tenpenny, or you're saying
no,
to everyone else?
To other people around me, so.
Okay. She looks at you, and she's like, well, now I'm not giving you anything.
Well, we might have something to trade.
No.
I'm
not a barterer, I'm a thief.
And,
Oh, hey, Tenpenny, we got some Master of Thieves tools if you want them. She pissed me.
He wants to come with me to go rescue this person under the floorboards.
Well, let's wait. Let me talk to this guy. I'll come with.
Okay, so you want to talk to the...
Is it
well, yeah,
okay.
I
want
to
go...
She's too busy making patterns on the wall and arrows.
I want to go in and, like, shut the door and have a one-on-one combo.
I'll be bad cop.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Go
move.
But I'll get, like... I want to be as close to the cage as I can.
Jiro, just to catch you up, Wilhelm and...
So.
Pistol
Schnarbart.
Schnarbart are talking to the Fae they find in the cage.
No, it's
no.
Not. No, it's Zerash.
Oh,
sorry.
Snarbart.
You are.
Willem and Naz
improving
upon
the
stairs to go open up the trap door to go see where the lady is that's trapped in there.
Okay.
We didn't want to have too many people going in this room because there's a Fae in there that. They
so
made a deal with the Fae, but for some reason they've got somebody captured that they shouldn't have captured. They were working with the band. So I don't want all of our faces in there.
Yeah, Tenpenny explained that the band's made a deal with the Fae. If neither side trusted one another, possibly Rockar took this Fae as like an insurance policy. And as soon as Tenpenny saw the Fae in the cage, she let you guys know that this is not good. If the other Fae see him in here, they will they'll kill everyone in the they'll kill us, and they'll kill the rest of the bandits.
You already did a pretty good job, man.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I go to the...
Zerash.
Say Zerash.
Do you want to stay with him or do you want to go down with him?
Give that back to him. He said it really quietly, but give that to him.
What?
That's the fist.
What do you say?
Zerash, don't do it.
I was saying that.
No, that's why I was pointing it. There.
Okay, so I say Zerash. What if we
What if we take this fae and we go tell that fae that's guarding the bridge, like, what the people are doing? Do you think that she'd leave and we could get the fuck across the bridge?
Well, with my experience with fae in the north, they are really unpredictable. So she could just take them and kill all of us. Or she could just see we have them and kill all of us.
That's
or
true.
She could turn into a lollipop and disappear. I don't know.
Okay. I say, Faye, what...
The verse is like, just let me out. Come on, guys. I won't kill anybody. Look at me. I'm so tiny.
Okay, I don't worry about you. We're worried about your fine bitch up in the tree over here.
Yeah, she is a bitch, huh? I don't like her either.
Yeah.
How about you guys let me come with you? Just let me out.
I want to do sense motive on this thing.
That's not a dice
roll. If we were evil,
that's not a dice roll.
Take him and put him over
a
fire.
It's a four.
Okay. Yeah. It doesn't seem to be lying.
Well,
don't
I
need
want
you
to do, So how did you get captured?
Rockar grabbed me.
Where?
Just out while we were alone. I had mentioned that me and Rockar. I had mentioned that I noticed his holy symbol there, his unholy symbol, and he got really upset and was able to subdue me and took me back here.
How do we get across the bridge?
What? You walk? What?
No, the one that Shorvik is guarding.
Oh, is those?
Yeah, that one.
I don't know. You guys have obviously killed my kind getting here. I'm going to guess...
Oh, we have?
I didn't kill anything.
Please.
I was kidnapped.
That doesn't matter. I know that obviously the bandits are dead.
Hmm. Just like you.
Someone...
When I attack it, don't look at it.
No. All right,
go ahead.
I put my arm on. I'm trying to stop him.
What are you rolling here? Are you rolling initiative?
Well, what are you...
I'm out of this. No, I'm just curious.
Yeah,
I just want to see what's
going on. It's between Cat and Thresh.
So what are you rolling this on me?
I don't know.
I guess give me a strength check. See if you can kind of get in the way of his attack.
Probably not. Be 9.
Okay. What did you roll?
It's a 15 plus favorite enemy, which is plus 1, right? Or plus 2?
Plus 2.
Okay, so it'd be a 17.
Okay, and you're just attacking?
Well, I'm doing double attack. That's just the first one.
Okay.
God damn it. I hate Faye.
He's all old. That's old David.
That cage. No, this is Schnarbart.
Yeah.
Stab him.
What was he going to do? He's evil. They're fake.
Not all fae are evil.
What did you say?
That's a 17.
17. That's here. I guess I didn't expect to attack him, but I also didn't expect David to have a new character. So. Joke's on me. that is barely a hit. So yeah, you just sort of force Zarash out of the way and shank your little fucking cage there, you sick fuck.
And then the other one is 19.
Okay, yeah, that's a hit.
So
8. Eight? He is incredibly hurt. And falls to what little room he has in the cage already. Just collapses in a heap. He's still breathing.
I say, tell us the truth.
Fucking dead.
He's like spitting out blood. He's like, I told you everything. I
Okay, I open the cage door.
I don't give him the key.
You're free.
I don't give him the key.
Yeah.
Oh, it's locked?
It's locked.
It's oh my
locked.
God.
What did you want?
I'm glad I wasn't up there for this.
You're close enough.
Yeah, me and Zell don't know anything about this. We're gonna go take care of this other.
Tenpenny's like, guys, put out this misery. It's obviously dying.
That's a monster.
It's an evil fae. They're evil.
Yeah, whatever, buddy.
All right, let's go free this lady.
Let's go. All right. So you're leaving.
Yeah, we're
going
to go for the lead.
Alright. Tenpenny looks at Zarash and is like,
I'm going to kill it, okay?
Well, you might as well. I know, right, like, yeah. Asking things two questions really helps us.
Alright, yeah, just like a coup de grace, whatever it is. I always pronounce it. he just stabs it, kills it.
I guess I'll search through.
Okay, give me a
I'm not sure,
check.
What is your line hit?
Kinda good. But
I don't know about that really.
Well, Fae are my favorite enemies.
Jimmy just slaughtered a dude in a cage.
15. Yeah, if I was you, I would knock you down to neutral. You kill something that was helping this week.
Searching the room, you discover a very well hidden compartment. And in this little compartment, you open it up. And there's two more doses of that oil that you found earlier, the green blood oil. And a small lockbox that's not locked, funny enough, containing 25 platinum pieces, 150 gold pieces,
oh, wow.
180 silver pieces, a blue quartz, which you...
I have no idea how much that would cost.
Well, give me like an intelligence roll, just sort of like a memory, maybe possibly something like
9.
Okay, that's something seems familiar about it. Just maybe it's from your homeland. Something sort of jars with you. That's like, hey, I feel this. You know, maybe I've seen this sort of jewel before. And 3 oils of something like there's another like vial. These look a lot different. And there's 3 of them, and then there's 10 flasks of something you'll recognize right away of alchemist's fire. This appears to be some sort of stockpile that Rockar had. Maybe insurance policy.
Write that down, right? I did.
I'm not there.
That's true.
I clean your scanner.
Well, you know.
All right. What did the little guy have?
Nothing. Just a lot of play. I guess that's a perfect ending spot, I think, for the episode.
How much longer is down in the basement?
What?
The basement?
Where we're in.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you guys can go down there. It's 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Figured come back to freeing Lady Argentia, assuming you don't just kill her in a cage.
Fae's are evil, right?
I'm just joking around.
But no, but Eric seems legitimately upset that I killed him.
No, Zurash is upset.
Zurash, man. Eric doesn't care. Zurash is. Oh,
yeah.
Eric wanted more information, not ask 2 stupid questions.
Fae's are evil.
Fae's are
Every Fae we've met so far has been evil.
Every Fae I've met is not evil.
What, the ones that you killed in the forest?
That's
so
not
far,
the first Fae that I've met.
Is
yeah, I would say the first Fae we met is a weird
one. Those are not the first Fae I've met. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm sorry.
So this is Tenpenny signing off.
See you guys next time! Remember that recipe!
Yeah.
Tenpenny.
We'll post it on the website. You guys can get it.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.